Hi guys, I'm Lauren Genicio. So welcome to Money Wise Tips. So for today, yung pag-uusapan natin ngayon is about insurances. So I'll give you the 9 tips to get a life insurance, no? To have a value for your money insurance. And again, why I'm doing this because not all, but most of the agents out there are there to sell you, no? They have quotas, no? They have yung mga sales targets yan, may mga cruise or may mga travels na gustong ma-achieve yan, may mga income na gustong ma-achieve din yan. So basically, they are motivated by selling. No? That's why I'm very saddened by everyone, no? Yung sinasabing financial advisor, but tapos biglang bebenta ka lang ng insurance. No? And okay, so let's start though. That's the 9 tips you'd be based on. First is, you have to ask yourself if you really need an insurance. No? Baka wala ka namang dependent. Or if something, wala ka sa mundong ito, wag naman sana, no? Is, meron bang maapektuhan? So you have to ask yourself, kailangan ko ba talaga? So especially if you're, hindi mo naman kailangan, no? Baka sayang lang, okay? So, second is, how much do you need? Kailangan mo alamin, if ever nakukuha ka or makipag-usap ka sa isang insurance agent, dapat alam mo na or somehow meron ka ng idea, no, ng insurance coverage na kailangan mo. That's very important. Okay? So, usually the computation is annual income times 10, no? That's the basic one. So, para lang may idea ka. Okay? So, let's say if you're 50,000, earning 50,000 a month, so the times 12 to get your annual, that's around 600,000, no? And 600,000 times 10, that's 6 million. So basically, that is the coverage. So what's the logic behind that, no? So let's say something happens, 6 million, your family or your beneficiary will invest it to some investment vehicle that gives around 10%, no? Or 8 to 10% a year, no? So in return, as if they are still, no? So pag nag-earn ng 6 million, times 10% to 600,000 divided by 12, as if they're earning the same amount that you're earning, no? Parang hindi ka nawala sa kanila technically. So that's the idea behind that computation. Okay? And of course, the third tip I could give you is as much as possible, get a term life insurance. So kami nila, Brother Bo, we are advocates of buy term, invest the difference. So but mostly, again, suddenly, not all, but most of the agents will not offer you that. May mga kilala nga ako na hinahanap nila, pero wala daw ganun, sabi ng mga agents. Because they just earn, barya lang talaga na earn dyan. But this is the ideal scenario talaga, you buy term, invest the difference. Okay? Kasi if you buy some types of insurances, they could be high as 40, 50, to minsan 80% admin charges, no? Nakakalungkot. So yun. Basically, that's the third one, as much as possible, get term insurance. Fourth, get quotations from different insurance companies. So, as much as possible, like kami sa Ascending Life, no? We partner with different life insurance companies. So, we ask for quotations sa each client na nag-ask kami life insurance. So, ginagawa namin, nag-ask kami sa different insurance companies. And then, we explain it to the client, siyang bahala mamili. Okay? So, para makita niya kung ano yung best fit for him or her sa client. Because we believe in Ascending Life that the best financial advisor is yourself. Ikaw pa rin. Hindi yung financial agent mo or yung insurance agent mo. Kasi ikaw yung nakakaalam kung magkano kita mo, yung lifestyle mo, spending habits mo. So, we believe that the best financial advisor is yourself. Okay? So, that's the fourth one. The fifth one is avoid additional insurance add-ons. So, tignan mo, baka may mga add-ons pa, kahit term insurance yan, kung ang dami ng mga add-ons, baka hindi mo naman kailangan. Okay? So, tignan mo yun. Watch out for that. Six is independent planner, financial planner. So, as much as possible, get advices from independent financial planner like me. No? I'm not exclusively associated to any life insurance company. That's why I'm very proud of it. No? It's not earning that much, but I have other businesses to help me. Marami akong negosyo na tumikita. That's why I don't hard sell talaga insurances. Because depende yan talaga sa tao. I believe in that. Nakakonsensya kasi kung benta ka lang ng benta. So as much as possible, get of independent financial planner that you can pay based on advices, not on insurance product that they would sell you. Yung mag-earn sila, kumbaga, mag-earn sila because of the insurance, because of the advices that they will give you, not because of the products na makukuha nila and ma-avail mo, no? Kasi pag ganun, if their income is dependent on the product that they would recommend, minsan bias talaga yung pinakamali bibigay sa'yo, no? Okay? That's the sixth tip, independent financial planner. Seventh, get it now. The best time to get insurance is yesterday. Okay, same time as investing. The best time, sabi nga rin nila, the best time to get insurance is when you don't need it. So get insurance as soon as possible. Okay? Eight, savings, discounts, and rebates. Usually, they give savings, discounts, and rebates. So of course, huwag naman sanang huwag mong baratin din kasi baka mamaya maapektan yung mga benefits mo, no? So, I'm sure if it's term insurance, it's gonna be affordable. And very, again, if you have compared it to other insurance companies, like what we do, we get quotations, no? Okay din yan. Okay? So, savings, always think of savings, discounts, and rebates. Okay? Ninth is, of course, the last tip I could give you is, baka naman sobrang gusto mo ng cheap or affordable insurance, make sure na, ano to, na you have a good company, no? Kumbaga, stable ba yung kukuhanan mo? Baka mamaya, kuha ka na ng kuha kasi may nagre-recruit sa'yo or may ano sa inyo na may mga pa-travel-travel, no? So, pangit yun, no? You get insurance because it's one of the big companies, no? So, marami naman dyan, mga kilalang insurance companies. Pag ganyan, pag medyo kilala na, parang safe na talaga yan. Okay? So, basically, yun lang, no? So, again, in summary, first, ask yourself, do you really need it? Second, how much do you need if you need it? Third, tip is, as much as possible, get term insurance. Fourth, get quotations from different companies. Okay? Fifth is, avoid additional insurance add-ons. Make sure na kailangan mo lang yung kukunin mo. Sixth is, if you could hire or talk to a independent financial planner. So, para hindi mas bias yung mabigay siya recommendation. Seventh, get it na as soon as possible. The best time to get insurance is when you don't need it. Pag kailangan mo na, hindi ka na mabibentahan yan. Okay? Eight, savings, rebates, discount. Check for those. And of course, the last tip is, know the right company for you na dapat stable yan. Para hindi mawala, mapunta sa wala yung pera mo. So, yun guys. So, that's the nine tips, no, for your life insurance, no. Pag kukuha ka ng insurance, make sure na maalala mo itong mga sinabi ko sa'yo. Okay? Thank you and God bless.